Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord. Be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. When time had not yet started, before there was anything to be before, God already was. The glorious outpouring of love that sparked the universe, that moment all of existence came into existence, that was only just a spark waiting to ignite for our God. And the Father and the Son and the Spirit simply were. They were the only thing, and there was no other thing. No time, no space, no universe or planets or stars or trees or birds or water or land. Not even air to breathe, only love. And when the beginning began, there was this brilliant overflowing love which poured out from the Father and the Spirit and the Son. Time started moving forward, and our Creator spoke through the Word and brought into existence his glorious masterpiece. Life was breathed into us, and glorious mercies were showered upon us. He hung the stars in the heavens and painted the sky, and he picked us up like children and stood us on our feet and put the earth under us, and anything we could want for was there for us to partake of in love. All of this, the whole of creation, came into being through the Word of love, and it was good. Yet in an instant, sickness entered in. A vibrant creation, creatures made in his own image, were corrupted, beginning to decay, and we fell far away from him. We fell so far that we would look up to the sky and see the bow he had placed there, a reminder of his love and a promise for us. And yet the fullness of it was always just too far away. So the Word would speak to us through prophets and oracles and kings and beggars and even a burning bush. The promise that God would be with his people came again and again. There is an eternal Word. Over and over, it comes to God's people. The Word sees them in the darkness. It is the Word which comes when hope is lost, when hunger and famine are closing in. It is the Word which comes when the enemy is at the gates and a whole people will be carried off into exile. It is the Word which speaks into the darkest corners of a fallen life, so that when everything else is crumbling away, this one glimmer of hope remains. Because there is a light which shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. And it is the Word who on this day came to live among his people, to feel our pain and sorrow, and to live in the frailty that is our fallen human life. And the word of God's promise was spoken once again through him, a word that was meant for all ages, coming down to a village in Judea. Because the word came down and lived among us to do more than feel the hardship of our human condition. The Word came down to us to fulfill a promise long spoken, but a promise no one had ever witnessed. The Word came down so that we might once more be made holy and righteous in the sight of the Father. The Word came down so that sin and death would no longer have purchase over us. The Word came down so that we may have love and life and joy and peace, so that we could proclaim our praise to God with the fullness of our being, singing hallelujah forevermore. The Word came down so that we could be witnesses to the full glory and splendor of our Creator. These are the things we celebrate today. We celebrate the fullness of the promise of the Word of Life, coming down so that we may have life. We celebrate the promise of the true King who came to be with his people in the simplest of ways. We celebrate the Messiah, the Christ child who has come to take away our sins. Today is the day when Emmanuel, God with us, is not an idea, but it is the fullness of our reality. Today is the day that the one through whom all things came into being is changing the very nature of our being. Today he comes to be with us and work in us so that we may become the new creation we were always meant to be. He comes to us, the Word spoken to us and living among us, so that we may hear the promise of eternal life in him. He comes to us so that we may receive him and believe in him, so that we can become children of God, so that we can become again the creation we were meant to be, so that we will know that the fullness of creation has only ever been and will only ever be something that this Word brings about. Because there is life in the Word who becomes flesh today. In the Word made flesh, there is life which is the light for all people. And in his light, we see light and life. And the word has come to us today so that we may be nourished at the table by his life-giving body. The word has come to us so that through him, we may become children of the light. Today is the day we celebrate the one who gives us true life in him. Rejoice, dear friends, rejoice. For today is the nativity of our Lord in the flesh. Today is the day our salvation has come to earth. And there is no greater gift than the love poured out for us on this day. The Christ child is here. Rejoice. Amen.